Сегодня.
Сегодня.
Понедельник.
Понедельник.
Первое.
Первое.
Июня.
Июня.
У Києві 22 година. Дурний язик поперед розуму біжить. А наша радіостанція продовжує свою роботу. We'll be right back.
А что у меня с радио отрубило? Ну-ка, вернул. Окей. Это все, все зрители на месте. Похоже. Да. Присоединиться ли к нам администрации? Может присоединиться к нам администрация? Нет, не присоединиться к нам администрация. Я его пнул. Ну так, не ожидая, что он придет. Вот. Он работает, а я... Ну, это очевидно, что он работает, вне зависимости от того, вещаю ли я на Twitch или нет. Те, у кого не работает ННФМ, могут писать вот, даже в чатик Твича. Допустим, Кик, у вас нет аккаунта или не открываете, вы можете писать в чатик Твича. Хотя я туда и не вещаю, но можете открыть просто чатик и туда писать. Вот, все, чай. Написал наконец-то в чатик Твича. Окей, а чё? А мы все, мы начинаем. Я ждать не буду. Все равно никто не придет. Скачал ли я кимо? Сейчас мы это узнаем. Ну, я скачал. А, ГГ не работает. Ну давай передерну. Передергиваю. Так а у другого ГГ работает, оказывается. А зачем я тогда передергивал? Amazon Original Film. Все, вернулись? Именно чатик, ну да, не работает, сложно, программировать надо. Это он! Это неправильно! Человек, сука, послушай! Вот там люди хотят... Да не пизди, там старые совсем. Good game. Сейчас откроем, хорошо. Чё там люди хотят общаться? Хотят общаться. Да, возможно, люди там хотят общаться в компе, а не кино смотреть.
Please remember, muscle function has not yet been restored.
Oh. people! Hello?
Нет, ничего я не хотел сказать. Я только показывал. Да, это ёба, экшонисты, блокбастер. Я без труда высижу 2,5, блядь, часа, да?
Why is there an atomic resolution scanning electron microscope? Why do I know that? Am I smart?
In charge.
The captain.
Captain Yao Li Jai, deceased.
Yeah. Where are the living people?
Dr. Ryland Grace. End of manifest.
I can't be the only person here, right?
Pilot detected.
No. Not the pilot. Called Houston.
Unknown command.
Operation Go Home, in effect.
Invalid operation.
That's the sun! There it is. So, what are we, like Neptune-ish? Let's crank up the radio and call Earth.
Current transmission time to Earth is 11 years, 10 months, 14 days, and 6 hours.
No. Nope.
10 months.
And call Earth.
Current transmission time to Earth. Is 11 years, 10 months, 14 days, and 6 hours.
No. Nope. You're wrong.
I need a map.
Too far. That's really far. That's not our son. Where is the fuel?
Wait.
expect to find.
The image we see will be coming from the onboard microscope. Oh. Oh my God.
Sound waves are physical, and at different frequencies, they make different patterns. No, patterns. They make different patterns. Olivia, can you help me out? Try and go.
There we go. Whoa. Yeah.
Are they really eating the sun? The space dots?
That is a great question. Рейка, and I'd be curious what your...
Это самая ёба, отвечает за эти скизавры.
Parents think about that? I'm not sure it should come from me. Hey, who wants to play a game of... The beanbag is lava!
Lava! Lava!
What is the speed of light, Olivia?
Lava!
It's melting your hands, Olivia!
186,000 miles per second!
Oh, give her a round of applause. That's awesome.
What is the Petrova line?
Ah, pass!
You can't pass.
Oh. Guys, 2 years ago, a radio telescope enthusiast named Irina Petrova, she noticed that there was a streak of infrared light from the sun to Venus. And that is now known as the Petrova line. That's it.
That's the dots?
They think so.
What dots?
These dots. They sent a probe up to the Petrova line, and this is what they found.
Are they eating the sun?
They seem to be dimming the sun a tiny, teeny, weeny little bit.
So no big whoop.
It's a small whoop. It's a small to medium whoop. Over the next 30 years, the Earth could cool maybe 10 to 15 degrees.
So it is a big whoop. I heard that all the crops will die, the economy will freefall, and half the Earth will die of starvation.
Well.
Ну, кстати, типа, если это только недавние новости, и он, типа, один из немногих, кто знает, тогда еще можно поверить. А так, типа, если это все уже знают, и типа об этом знали. А, да мы все рано или поздно умрем, дети, хватит.
Getting something. Guys, guys, that's if that were to happen, right? They're gonna figure this out. Right now, the best minds in the entire world are on it.
Sunday morning with no way to hold my head, didn't hurt.
Good morning, Dr. Grace.
And the beer I had for breakfast wasn't bad, so I had one more for dessert. Then I headed back for home, and somewhere far away a lonely bell was ringing. And it echoed through the canyons like the disappearing dreams of yesterday. On the Sunday morning sidewalk, wishing the Lord that I was stoned, cause there's something in a Sunday makes the body feel alone, makes the body feel alone. And there's nothing short of dying half as lonesome as the sound. Oh. on the sleeping city sidewalks. Sunday morning, coming down.
Да, в детстве. Сейчас у меня зубок нету, чтобы жать сухие уже пакетики.
Who's there?
Not good at jokes.
Not good at jokes who?
Dr. Grace.
Maybe.
Eva Stratt, I'm with the Petrova Task Force. I need your help.
Me?
Did you write this?
Oh.
I'm interested in this section here, page 31. The Goldilocks zone is for idiots, why everyone is wrong about life.
That was a long time ago.
Do you stand by what you wrote?
I was fired for standing by what I wrote.
You were fired for calling the leading scholar in your field a staggering waste of carbon at the UNESCO conference in Denmark?
You heard about that, huh? Look, I don't know what this is, but I think how much that's lava.
It's not.
Okay.
No one in your field wants anything to do with you because you refuse to back down from a very unpopular view, and I can give you a chance to prove them all wrong.
Kevin, no running.
I'm not.
Joke's on them because I don't even care, so.
I think you do care. You're just running away because you're scared.
No, I'm not.
Do you still believe water is unnecessary for life to evolve?
Look, there is nothing magical about hydrogen and oxygen. Water is required for life on Earth, sure, but a completely different planet might have completely different conditions. I don't know why that makes me such a nut.
I need you to come with us.
Sorry, I didn't catch your name.
Carl.
Carl, hi.
Dr. Grace, Petrova line samples splashed down last night. I want you to tell me what they are, how they work.
I am a teacher at Grover Cleveland Middle.
And you have a doctorate in molecular biology.
And I ride a bike to work. And it's not for exercise, so I'm sure there are thousands of other people.
It's a rise on the surface of the sun. Does that sound like a water-based life form to you?
Sounds really dying, isn't it?
Yeah.
Не говори, выключи на микрофон. А вот люди там вот давно верили, что вот были теории, что на Солнце есть жизнь. Это примерно вот после того, как христианство приняло не гелиоцентричную модель, что ладно, ну раз Земля не центр мира, окей, значит, если Бог создал вот все остальные, все тоже планеты, то там тоже есть жизнь, очевидно, и на Солнце есть жизнь. Не просто же так он создал, да? Вот.
Is all of this necessary?
Yes.
Please analyze the Petrova sample.
Да, так, в подкасте, который слышал, была история вопроса. Причем оно повествование хорошо формирует, и завязка там была в том, что одного чела, который выстрелил, не помню, успешно или неуспешно, убил девушку, с которой вот у него что-то было плохо, не помню подробности, вот. И его адвокат пытался доказать, что вот он безумен, вот, на основании того, что у чела были публикации о том, что вот на солнце есть жизнь. Вот. И вот из этого это велось повествование. А вообще в то время, насколько это была безумная идея, или вообще-то там уже много кто думал, что на солнце вполне возможно может быть жизнь. Вот. были подкасты. Не знаю, если бы я знал, я бы не запомнил. Я бы не запомнил, потому что слова кремния жжут меня чуть-чуть. Ну почти. Нет, конечно.
Try not to rip your suit.
В то время, в какое время вот начали думать, вот что. Я, конечно, сказать не могу. Ну, наверное. Ну. По идее, это начало 19 века. А когда приняли, когда христианство приняло хелиоцентричную модель?
Am I expendable? Is that why you want me?
That's not the only reason.
It's almost like you don't care if I die.
А сначала определиться, что есть жизнь. Жизнь, очевидно, боль.
Hold on, you have to talk about it?
The consensus here is that it would be preferable if you did not die.
Thanks, guys. Oh.
Are they alive?
They're moving.
So they're alive.
Yes, they're moving, but that could be for many reasons.
What are they made of?
It's gonna take a long time. It took like 200 years to figure out how bacteria work, so...
Please do it faster.
I'm just going through the whole light spectrum here. Wow! You're not gonna believe this. Nothing happened. I can't see into these buggers. Amazing. X-rays, microwaves, gamma rays, visible light, nothing! Ooh. I've been dying to do this all day. This is great news. Now we can find out what they're made of. You guys fired up? Yes! Right? Carbon. Oxygen. Hydrogen.
Oh.
Made almost entirely of water.
All right.
Sorry if I overreacted in there. Realizing I was wrong about the only original idea I ever had.
Yeah, what else did you learn?
To give off infrared light when they move. Mm-hmm. Like, so much, I don't know how they store all that energy. But, their wavelength is exactly the Petrova frequency.
The light is how they move?
Yeah, they consume the sun's energy and then they expel it for propulsion. They toot to scoot, basically.
Why did it go to Venus?
I don't know.
Okay, we'll tell you.
What?
I have 347 other biologists and 21 countries mobilizing as we speak. So, thank you for your help. I'm glad you didn't die.
Let's pack this up.
That's it. That's it, Colonel.
Fuck her.
You're taking all this stuff?
At the school, you said there were thousands of people more qualified than you, so...
I was being modest.
I don't need modest. I need people who think they're right when everyone else thinks they're wrong. I need people who piss other people off.
That's me.
Do you want to be on a project?
If you think I can help, then...
Sensitive question.
I want to help the world.
I left you 3 dots.
Just 3, huh?
Plus the one you killed.
I would take the 3.
I'll take the dots.
Get to work, Dr. Grace. The world is counting on you.
Охранники, веселые люди.
Do you have a coupon?
We don't need a coupon. We're the government.
Which government?
All of them.
So this box is Venus.
Your box is Venus. It's set to emit the same infrared light frequency as Venus's CO2 atmosphere.
So the dots move when you turn the lights on. That means they're looking for CO2.
Thus proving the Carl hypothesis.
Sick.
Alright.
Alright.
You ready? Uh-oh.
Why you saying uh-oh?
The astrophage moved off the slide.
Huh?
We lost them.
What do you mean we lost them? Go get them.
If I open the door and the light, they're gonna escape, and then we'll lose them forever, at least down there in the box.
So let me just turn the lights on.
There'll still be light. It's gotta be total darkness.
Okay, so just put this box in another box.
Entering phase 2. Please report, over.
There's one. There's two!
Come on, the other one.
Got sample three. The three musketeers, the three stooges.
Uh-oh. What? What? Are you sitting down? No, I'm standing like a grown man.
This is the force.
What?
We're fathers, Carl.
Now I'm sitting down.
Scott?
Carl and I made a baby.
What?
We figured out how astrophage breeds.
Don't move.
What was that?
You know, Carl, when Strat said she was sending
jet, I thought you meant like a PJ.
Take this.
It's been a long time since I've taken a pill from a stranger without knowing what it was. You just get a bunch of elbow-shaped pipe, put sunlight in one end. Excuse me for a second.
Write it down.
And IR light and CO2 in the other. Repeat.
Anything else you
need? Some water. He gave me a pill and it's still in my throat.
Two venti coffees.
Thank you so much. Water for
or him. Coffee. That's...
I need both.
Or not.
Okay, so this is kind of a tough room, so don't take it personally.
Anything fancy, I just want there's a bed and a shower, I'm good, I'm so...
I can't... Yeah, it's fine. You're doing great. Everyone, this is Dr. Ryland Grace from the United States. Please go here, thank you. And he figured out how to breathe.
Вот как он бактерии ловил, я не понял объяснить для тупых, как он насквозь собирал. Мне тоже пояснить.
Астрофаг.
Я еще как они их... Ну, собрали они, как я понимаю, с этой линии. Линии Петровой. Загребли.
How did you do it?
Так, А где у нас там? Вот Солнце, да. Не Нептун на противоположной стороне находится, да.
How long does the process take?
Does it reproduce by mitosis or meiosis?
Where's the incubation
journey? Carl and I made a mini Venus out of a plywood box. And as soon as the samples recognized the spectral signature of CO2, they're like, whoop, there it is.
Okay.
Whoop, there it
is.
Well, your experiment was crude and clumsy. Our scientists have replicated his results.
Sorry, how did you see or how did you...
We estimate an 8-day doubling time under optimal conditions. Dr. Grace is right.
Oh.
It is the CO2.
That's why they're going to Venus.
Did you say it for everyone?
That's why they're going to Venus.
So that's why they're... That's why they're going to Venus, is what Dr. Grace wants to say.
They're going to breathe.
Whoop, there it is.
I really like him.
How long to make 2 million kilograms?
2 million? 2 million is... Why on Earth would you need that much astrophage?
Nobody told you.
Yeah, kind of like...
He has no clearance.
Stand up, Dr. Grace. Stand up. I hereby grant you top secret clearance to all information pertaining to Project Hail Mary.
What's Project Hail Mary?
All right.
Uh,
мы поднимали уже этот вопрос, но для тех, кто не понимает, почему Hail Mary. В английском есть такое выражение, почему оно Hail Mary, я не знаю, это означает, типа, последний шанс, типа, в общем, это означает последний шанс в, типа, в какой-то патовой ситуации, когда уже все, вот Hail Mary, это вот последний шанс. Вот, если что. Я это выражение давно слышал, но я единственный, похоже. Как обычно, я человек культуры-то, да?
The sun is not the only star dying. There is a clear pattern of infection. Every star was infected by its neighbor, except one.
Tau Ceti,
that's right, 11.9 light years away. It is uninfected despite being well within the cluster of infected stars.
Why?
Tell him.
We don't know!
Which is why we decided to build a ship to go there and find out.
It's 11.9 light years away, you can't just build an interstellar ship.
Oh yeah, we can. The ship is not really the problem. The energy required to power the ship is the problem.
Was the problem.
The astrophage is the fuel.
Provided we can make enough of it. And for that, we need you, my friend.
Me? Ooh, those little guys store a lot of energy. One mistake.
Пошутите. Проект Даухау. Проект Даухау.
Baking that much astrophage could vaporize California.
That's true, which is why you now live on a boat in the middle of the ocean in Cairns.
I live on a boat.
You do.
So you want to build a near light-speed spaceship, have it travel further than any human-made object has ever traveled, then visit a star just to see what's up?
Yeah.
And then what?
There won't be enough fuel for a round trip, so they send their findings back to Earth on probes.
And the astronauts die in space?
Yes.
Space.
А почему топлива обратно не хватит?
Any other plans?
Ну,
you thought?
Потому что она дороже, чем люди.
Heard anything else? Any else you're kicking around?
There are infinite possibilities for this to go wrong. It almost certainly won't work. It's what you Americans would call a long shot.
Hail Mary. I get it.
The alternative is...
Ну, лучше бы как перевели бы как какое-нибудь, не знаю, принятое в крашке выражение. Какое, что можно еще сказать вместо последний шанс?
To just do nothing. And to starve and to kill each other and watch everything on this planet go extinct, including us. So.
That's a long time to be in space.
We'll be in comas for most of it.
But is that even safe?
Nothing about this is safe. We only need three. A pilot, an engineer, and a scientist.
Commander Yao, I must have known you, but I just don't remember. You make a funny face in literally every picture. You must have been very smart and strong and brave. Ilyukna? First, I owe you three bags of vodka. You seem to have had a lot of friends. This picture of you, what looks like sneaking into the Kremlin, is legendary. I wish you were still here. I wish I wasn't alone. I wish I was doing a better job. I just, you were both very loved. You deserve much more than this. I'll do my best to make sure that you don't, you know, that you didn't.
Покажут еще у нас два таймлайна. Начали с того, что он проснулся на космическом корабле и не помнит, кто он. И нам в основном показывают, как он к этому пришел, но иногда из линии того, как он уже на корабле. Сейчас вернутся обратно.
I'll do my best.
Даже если не сначала вы смотрели, уже ж были сцены с ним уже на корабле. До сих пор нет доната. Вот если бы вы все поняли, что надо понять, то были бы донаты, а донатов нет. Дай-ка проверю на Юмане. Никто не отослал. А, мне на Юмане целых 91 рубль. Ну, спасибо. Спасибо. Я их увести не смогу. Надо еще 150. Спасибо.
Approaching Tau Ceti orbit. Prepare for engine cutoff. 14.
What? 13. Why engine cutoff? See that? 11, something we should talk 10, about.
Pilot detected.
I'm not 5, a pilot.
4, 3,
what happens at 2, zero? I mean, what? You have a patrol line, but you're not dimming. Why?
Detected.
Let's go, Mary. No. Pilot detected.
Please engage restraint.
Pilot detected.
Pilot detected.
Getting out of here.
Engage finger. Incorrect. Welcome to the Hail Mary.
Is it this thing? I guess there's egg on both our faces, huh, Mary?
Lipsy detected.
What's that? Why is it moving so much slower than the last one?
They think I'm done. If we were gonna catch it, what would we do?
Would you like to go on a spacewalk, Dr. Grace?
Just crazy.
Вообще вопрос к физической подготовке. Хотя да, он же когда проснулся, обнаружил, что у него нормальные мышцы, по идее. Есть физическая подготовка, значит, достаточно.
Thank you.
Я думал, он не успеет и следующую еще медленнее кинут, и он будет сидеть ждать. Да!
Righty, tighty, lefty, loosey. Xenon's a gas. I think this thing's broken.
We need the equipment to analyze the astrophage active setting. Most of this equipment won't work in zero gravity.
And we have a team to develop and build zero gravity versions of this equipment.
We would need years for that, and we have months.
What's the alternative?
We make gravity.
Centrifuge?
Centrifuge.
They used them to make butter during the Civil War, actually. It's a fun fact.